There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to asashow.com. Now, so many people want to know ways to lose weight. It's still a hot topic, regardless that the first of the year has passed. But now, of course, people still want to know, what can I do? I want to tell you something. That really what it comes down to are some basic concepts. And really, if you stick with the basics like anything else in life, then you can be successful. So a couple of things you want to think about. Number one, you want to move. Man, it sounds like common sense, but it's true. You know, the average person sits about 6 to 8 hours a day or more, whether it's behind the job, behind the wheel, whatever it might be, and people sit. Now, studies have shown that if you sit longer than 6 hours, or 6 hours or longer, you start to shave years off your life. The body was designed to move. So we got to get out and get moving. So burning calories is more than just the formal workouts. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Here's some ways you can get in those extra calories. Of course, park your car at the end of the parking lot. Stop driving around in circles looking for a place up front. Really get your butt out of the car and walk. My goodness. Take your dog for a longer walk. And, of course, get up and visit coworkers' desk instead of sending emails. I think you need to send the emails because you'll start chit-chatting and they'll come into work time, but that's because I'm a business owner. Anyway, plan more activities such as playing soccer with your kids in the backyard or power walking with your friends at the mall. That doesn't involve sitting still, so if you think about it, there are plenty of reasons every day to get up and get moving. That's a chapter in my book, by the way, Get Moving, Make It Happen. Now, pumping iron is a big one. This is one of my favorites. This is where you'll find me just about every morning. Burning fat efficiently boils down to one thing, building more muscle. A major key to revving up your metabolism is muscle mass. Well, the reason muscles demand more energy from your body than fat does, the more muscle you add to your body, therefore, the more calories you'll be burning throughout the day. So add about 15 minutes of strength training exercises like lifting dumbbells, or doing crunches, lunges, and squats. To your fitness plan, do this 2 or 3 times a week in addition to plenty of cardiovascular training. Now, another one that's really good are squeezing in the little mini workouts. You know, the amazing thing is 10 minutes a day, literally surge training type workouts at 10 minutes a day, they have shown in study after study after study that you can get just as much out of a high-intensity type surge workout due to the effects it has on your hormones than you can even with like a 45-minute workout. So even those little 10-minute workouts can help make a big difference. So if it's a brisk walk around the block or jumping down to some push-ups and some stretches or some jumping jacks, whatever it is, make it happen. All right, when it comes to eating, here we go. I've got a newsflash for you. This is rocket science. Portion control. A few extra bites here and there may seem like no big deal, but think about it. Not paying attention to the portion size over and over again can completely sabotage your diet. No matter how strong your efforts are, that's so critical is to make sure your portions are small. Now, if you really crave food and you're always just so hungry you can't even control it, if you drink about an 8-ounce glass of water 20 to 30 minutes before a meal, it'll create a stretch reflex in the stomach telling you your body is full. That's a great way to cut down. Now, eating breakfast is a big one. I don't know how many people I talk to here on the show and just throughout our business, emails and phone calls, and they say to me, you know, One thing I do is I always skip breakfast. You know, this really is, it's not just something mom taught you because she wanted you to eat when you were a kid. Like, medically, it really is a big deal when you skip breakfast. Because here's what happens. You sleep for 6 to 8 hours, so you're fasting, basically. You don't eat any food. Well, most people don't, unless you sneak up in the middle at 2 a.m. and you're eating Ben and Jerry's and no one knows about it. Yes, I'm talking to you. So, let's say you sleep through the night and you get up in the morning and you don't eat. Well, your body has just gone through a fasting state. Now, you're resting, so you're not really burning up a lot of muscle tissue. But if you jump out of bed, get a cup of coffee, and don't eat till lunch, or just eat like a granola bar, you're setting yourself up for all kinds of health issues, everything from diabetes by not eating enough and then throwing in a bunch of sugar. You're setting yourself up for inflammation in the digestive tract and a host of other issues because your body's going to begin to slow down its metabolism. It's going to think it's starving, or starvation mode, as they call it, and it'll begin to hold on to fat and burn up muscle tissue. Actually, you live off your muscle tissue first, and the body will hold on to fat. It's part of a innate mechanism that it has. So just focus on eating breakfast on a regular basis. Make it small. You know, doing a smoothie every single day is great. We have something called Daily Meal Complete. It's a complete organic meal replacement. You can go to the website, check it out, go to asusshow.com, and you can see that there. But that's what I do. I like getting up in the morning. I'm always on the move. I move quick. I work out in the morning. Got a lot going on. So I wanted something very simple. You can add fresh berries to it. You can add yogurt to it and really spice it up if you want to. But it's a great way to make a smoothie in the morning, kale leaves, whatever you want to do. It's phenomenal for your overall health. And it's easy. Don't do the cereal. Don't do the bagel. Don't do the breakfast sandwich at the fast food place. You don't need to. If you want something quick, make a smoothie in the morning with everything that you need and get out the door. Breakfast, critical. All right, drinking more water. It's a big one. So, again, not rocket scientist, but close, really. Drinking more water is a simple change you can make. It requires no equipment and costs you absolutely nothing but a little bit of effort. Come on now. And don't worry about peeing all the time. So what are you waiting for? Start guzzling. Not only is hydrating your body with clean, fresh water vitally important for your health, but it can also actually help you lose weight. We often mistake thirst or hunger. So upping the water intake will actually naturally help you feel more satisfied, curbing the urge to do any in-between meal snacking. And more water also is tasty and appealing. It's also been shown that drinking more water will help you lower body fat and also support the body and other mechanisms. And if you don't like the taste of it, you can add lemon and lime, put a little stevia in there, and it'll taste like lemonade or limeade. I do it all the time. So find the fun back in fitness. And if you don't like working out, you don't like exercise, you don't want to play tennis, you just don't want to work out at all, don't like it, don't like activity, you'd rather sit on the couch and eat bonbons. Well, really, for exercise, you've just got to get moving. I don't care what it is. Mountain biking, trail hiking, swimming, dancing, you know, golf, skiing. Just don't count gardening as one. That drives me crazy. Well, you know, Dr. Ace, I garden. Okay, well, that's great. Go pick your snap peas out of there. But we got to get your butt moving. So we got to get out and do some exercise. Walking, just go out to your mailbox and back, walk around the neighborhood. Go to the mall. If it's snowing outside where you live, go to the mall and just make it happen. Get moving and have fun with it. Take a friend. Get an accountability partner. Makes a big difference. Snacking is another one. Eat small snacks in between your meals. I always say 3 meals a day, 2 to 3 snacks in between. Literally, it can be something simple like sliced turkey, picking nuts and fruits, some veggies, whatever it is. It'll keep your metabolism running on a regular basis. It'll cut down on the body's ability to go into starvation mode. That's a real key. So there's some tips to keep the metabolism up and to burn those calories. We'll be right back. Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, When I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks, Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government and media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert, you should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Don't forget, you can also check out on the web. Go to mywellnessproviders.com. You're looking for a healthcare provider in your area, then, of course, we've got a network of folks that we're growing all around the country. So we want to make sure you can find who you need. We've got great team members to help you along the way. Check us out at the website as well. It's going to go to the lines and talk with Steve. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking my call. Sure. My phone's about to die, so I'm going to try to make this really quick.
Okay.
I was a caregiver for my parents for 11 years. My parents are old enough to be my grandparents, and at the point in time that my mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's and dementia, I didn't have anything, you know, really important going on in my life. So what I did is I was visiting my parents, and, you know, when my mother had a stroke, and while I was visiting, she had another stroke, and I realized that my dad was going to need help. And I, with his permission, I moved in with them. I took care of them for 11 years, so they passed away. Now, I have dealt with anxiety attacks, grief, and basically, like, I just came to the point where I evaluated my life and life in general. I came to the conclusion that I'm going to really appreciate the stuff that's important in life and that's not important. And I've come to find that a lot of the stuff that's not important is that what our society values. And it creates a lot of stress with me. I'm accomplished at what I do, but at the same time, I deal with a lot of frustration and anger because I feel that a lot of my employers expect more from me than I think is justifiable. I'm working in a retirement home now, and I'm putting in 40 hours regular time, anywhere from 50 to 60 hours overtime. I'm getting paid well, but I'm completely burnt out.
Mm-hmm. So your goals are what for your health? Are you trying to figure out how to find balance in it all? Is that kind of...
Yes, exactly. You know? And it's like... It's hard to draw the line with my employers and tell them, you know what, I need a couple of days off because that's the rule by law. You have a right to have a couple of days off, but at the same time, I mean, I'm the only maintenance man in a facility that has 51 rooms with about 78 people. I have to address all of their issues, which is great, and I love the people that I work for, the residents. They're great people.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God that I have, you know, the heart of the Lord. Because I feel compassion for them, and I take extra time to make sure that their life is comfortable and good. But it's like my supervisors are all CEOs that are like, it's all about money.
Sure.
And it's getting to the point where I'm on the verge of like, not a nervous breakdown, but I'm like, I think about going to work and it used to be like fun. Because I can look forward to like dealing with the people that I live, that I work with,
mm-hmm.
and making their life comfortable. And now it's just like, I feel like I'm walking into Godzilla's cave. You know, it's like, it's just,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And you know what? I love people. You know, I'm a very compassionate person. My prayer that the Lord gave to me is I say, Heavenly Father, I pray that you would help me to see the world and humanity through your eyes. I pray that you would give me strong hands like Jesus as a carpenter, but yet compassionate and healing as a servant of God and a healer. I pray that you give me the wisdom of Solomon, the courage of David, and that you would direct my feet by the power of the Holy Spirit. As wherever I go, that the Holy Spirit would direct my feet. That
Amen.
Is my prayer.
That's a good prayer. I mean, it's a powerful prayer. And are they giving you, are you 7 days a week right now?
Oh, you know what? I've been working there since the end of January up until
7 days
like
a week.
And yesterday I had the day off. And I had one other day off between that time. And I've been working there, I'm not kidding, about like 7 o'clock in the morning till 12 at night.
I would just tell them, I would have a meeting with your supervisor. And I would just very kindly talk to them and say, you know, just have a conversation. Say, look, I love my job. I love what I do. I love serving all these people here, and I realize that, you know, just have a conversation. I realize that you guys need me working all this time, But here's the deal. Say, you know, for me, it's very important that I have one day off a week, period. One full day off a week. If you guys need me to work 6 days, then that's fine. But I would do one day off a week and then one weekend a month have, you know, two days off minimum. And just tell them that's what I have to have to still be productive for you guys. And say it kind of goes along with my belief system as well. And I'd like for you guys to respect that. Have a conversation with them. You know, you don't have to be a jerk about it, but you can just be, you know, be kind of frank with them. Like, look, you know, have fun with all that. If I walk out the door and try and find someone else that'll work as hard as I am, it's kind of what you're saying, but be really kind about it and be really, you know, sincere and just let them know. A lot of times you can have these bent frustrations and you may think that no one else cares or these, you know, the CEOs are all about money and they don't care, but maybe they don't know. You know, if you have an actual conversation with them where you lay this out for them, you know, they may just hear you. Most CEOs are pretty level-headed. And if they know that you're working, you know, and you can kind of detail that out for them, you know, they'll be pretty compassionate about it and probably give you that time. But you have to do that to protect yourself. Because I'm assuming just by listening to you that you're the kind of person that will just not really say anything and let it build up on the inside until you explode. Is that right?
My supervisor, are you there?
I'm here.
And I tried to explain this to him, just basically what you told me. You know, I was like talking to him, and I said, I need help. I'm the only maintenance man in this facility. I need help. And he says, I know you do. I know you do. I said, well, what are we going to do about that? He goes, well, you just got to suck it up, and you just got to hit it hard and just work harder, and we'll try to find somebody to help you.
Well, what I would do, this is my kind of my final point to you. If you've already had that conversation with the supervisor, go to the next level up because you didn't get anywhere with him. Have the same conversation and just let them know if they're not going to work with you on it and you're burning out that hard, you got to let them know and come up with a, you know, get to someone that can make the decision because it's too vital for your health.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web. Go to asashow.com. Now, Americans, they're saying, are living longer, even with everything going on, and with us hearing all about the rise of heart disease and cancer. Hopefully, a lot of this stuff that we're doing in the media, all of us that are out here teaching every single day, whether it's television or radio, is making a difference. Well, hopefully. Americans now, they're saying the life expectancy is going from 78.6 years to 78.7 years. So it's going up, you know, a little bit. But the U.S. death rates have dropped 0.5% between 2009 and 2010, or several years ago. But, you know, the lowest rate ever we're seeing now, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the National Center for Health Statistics said recently that both heart disease and cancer stubbornly remain in place as the nation's leading killers. The death rates here have declined as well. The report, based on 98% of death certificates from 50 states and the District of Columbia, in many regards, I think the health of the nation is improving, and people are living to an older age, so that's good news. Dr. David McClellan, who's the acting regional chair of Family and Community Medicine at Texas A&M Health Science Center. He said, but we're starting to see age-related diseases have more prominence. For instance, aspiration pneumonia often happens when people get old enough to be debilitated enough to where they can't swallow. This could be due to dementia or the aftermath of a stroke. There's also a long way to go in terms of combating the epidemic of smoking, obesity, poor diet, and exercise, he said. If we could get the smoking epidemic under control, we'd probably see the numbers improve even more. So another expert was even more optimistic. This is good news, they said. We're making major progressions in cancer and heart disease through decreases in smoking and other lifestyle choices. Statins are also playing a part in reducing death rate from heart disease, they say. While cancer screening is also helpful to save lives, Brooks added, he says there are slight shuffles in rankings in the cause of death. Homicide fell out of the top 15 category for the first time in 1965, replaced by pneumonitis. Well, kidney disease and pneumonia, influenza, switch places, with the former now eighth and the latter ninth. Pneumonia and influenza have really dropped a lot. Several years ago, they were the sixth leading cause of death. And now, Dr. Michael Niederman, who's at Winthrop University Hospital in New York, he said, to me, it's very encouraging because we're dealing with older populations where many patients frequently have pneumonia, but this affirms the national priority on immunization, both influenza and pneumococcal. The other leading cause of death in order was, of course, chronic lower respiratory diseases, strokes, Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, kidney disease, suicide, septicemia, liver disease, hypertension, and Parkinson's. Many of these diseases are clearly related to the aging population, and death rates are also declined for influenza and pneumonia. But meanwhile, death rates increased for five of the top 15. Parkinson's disease, pneumonitis, liver disease, and cirrhosis, of course, topped the charts. The death rate for HIV and AIDS, which, of course, is not among the 15 leading causes of death in America, has declined by 13%. That's good news. There's also good news in infant mortality rates. Dr. Susan Steinbaum, a preventive cardiologist with Lenox Hill Hospital, New York, cautioned to get too excited about the findings. She said, this is good news. I don't think it's great news, she said. With the increased incidence in obesity, diabetes, and high blood pressure and high cholesterol, we're going to start seeing people get sicker younger. I agree with that. Totally agree. And with obesity being where it is and growing in staggering rates right now, we have to get in and make a difference. We have to get in and put a dent in all of this so we can go to the next level. That's my hope, is that we really can truly see changes in people's lives so we can go to that next level. That's the key. Benjamin Franklin comes in with our quote for the day. He says, anger is never without reason, but seldom with a good one. I love it. Very true. If you're angry, stop it. Stop being so angry. Why are you so angry? As Medea would say, stop being so angry at everybody. And let it go. Forgive. And help your own health out. When you're angry at other people, it only puts yourself in a prison and creates a nightmare for your own self. And it's going to hurt your own health. So practice the power of forgiveness. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. We're going to go now to Richard. Hi, Richard. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello, Richard. Welcome.
How you doing, sir?
Living well. What's up?
For about 2 years now, I've been having problems with my legs from the back of my knee down. It's like when I try to go to sleep or something, they're like all over the place, or I got to move them or get up and walk around. But now that same sensation has moved between my bicep and my forearm on both arms. So I have the same feeling in my legs and in my arm. And then when I try to go to sleep, they're like all over the place. You know, I like, well, I'm not going to move them, but they move on their own.
Right.
Right.
How long has it been going on?
My legs maybe 2 years, but my arms past year, 6 months.
And who have you seen for it?
I haven't seen anybody.
Okay. And how come? Just feel
I
like
just
it
don't
would
have
go away on its own?
Resources to do anything like that.
Yeah, but you've got to
like
come up with
insurance and stuff.
Well, if you go talk to a doctor's office, you'll find an office that'll do an office visit for less than $100. And it's worth it to go in and actually talk to them. I mean, You could have a mineral deficiency. It could be something pretty basic. But, you know, you definitely want to go in and have it looked at so you can have that ruled out that it is something basic. I mean, that's the first thing you want to do. I would go and see just your primary care physician, family doctor. Go in and tell them. Just say, you know, I'm really struggling. Don't have any insurance right now. What can you do for a cash visit? And most doctors will see you at some level between about $75 and $100. And it'll be worth every penny because you go in, if it is something that looks needs to be looked into further, they can give you options. But if it's not, they can look at it right then and, of course, give you a diagnosis and you can come up with ways to work on it. Now, I will tell you another option that you might want to look at, especially because it's in the region that it is with the legs and the arms, it could be nerve-related. And if it is, you might want to go see a chiropractic physician who, because the reason is, if it is nerve-related, you get some degeneration, say, in the lower neck and the lower back. Well, those nerves go to all the different muscles and connective tissues down in the legs and in the arms, believe it or not. And so it could be something as simple as that that needs to be worked on. And once they get in and they get that figured out, then, of course, you can go from there. But that's what I would do. I would look down that route first and have someone be able to actually, you know, give you some advice that way. Because when you got generalized pain like that and it's been around for a little while, you definitely want to just know. You don't want to, if it doesn't just kind of come and go and it lingers, that's when you got to be careful. So I would encourage you to do that. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now. Check us out on the web. Go to asashow.com. Now, you ever see someone yawn? Or you be around someone that yawns? And believe it or not, I started to read this article and I've yawned just a minute ago. Pretty funny. So why is it contagious? So you're in the meeting at work, driving or relaxing at home, and you know, you think about yawning. Well, next thing you know, your mouth's stretching wide, you're inhaling deeply, and you don't know why. Well, the answer is yes. It's because, of course, you know, scientists know that the simple fact in thinking about yawning can trigger that part of the brain, the hypothalamus, that trips the involuntary response. That we know, but exactly why adult humans, babies, and even fetuses and most animals yawn is still a subject of much scientific debate. University of Geneva researcher Adrian Gussenberg, a physician who wrote a recent article about yawning in the journal Neuroscience and Behavioral Reviews, yawning has been a subject of speculation for centuries. In the 4th century BC, Hippocrates theorized that humans yawn to get rid of bad air and increase the good air. Not a bad thought, actually. So he believed that we yawn to increase flow of oxygen to the brain. But unfortunately, for Hippocrates, most scientists agree that that idea has not held up under the weight of modern research. For example, you don't yawn more when you exercise than any other time. If yawning existed to increase oxygen flow, you would. Okay, so what happens, we've got a couple of theories. So here are the yawning theories. Are you yawning yet? Have you yawned once since I started talking about this? Yawning keeps us awake. 2007 study at the University of Albany in New York found that yawning is meant to keep us awake for a specific purpose. And they said the ancient social adaptation that evolved to help early group of humans stay alert and detect danger. The reason for yawning proposed by these researchers is in sync with those suggested in science. Drowsiness, boredom, or mild psychological stress are some reasons. It also can indicate sexual arousal. If you ever yawn during foreplay, you can now explain to your partner that it's not their fault. Robert Provine, who's a PhD neuroscientist, said yawning is associated with the changing of bodily state. For example, sleeping to waking or waking to sleeping. When you're in the middle of any type of sexual issue with your partner, a yawn can mean another state shift. So no big deal. It cools the brain. Yawning and sinuses exist to cool the brain. University of Maryland and Princeton University did a study together that when the body begins to overheat, yawning actually begins to tone things down. So it's actually a symptom. A lot of times it could be nervous system damage, sleep deprivation, and others. We'll get back into this when we come out of the commercial break. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-890-3525. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525. Call 1-800-890-3525.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web as well. If you're looking for a provider in your area, information is there at the website. Go to mywellnessproviders.com. Now, we were talking about yawning and just what it even means. They're saying a couple of reasons. Here's some theories of why we yawn: to get more oxygen to the brain, to keep us awake. It is a big indicator of sexual arousal. It cools the brain, and they say it's also a symptom of sleep deprivation. Excessive yawning is called vasovagal reaction and occurs when the body's trying to send more oxygen into the bloodstream. So yawning shows empathy as well. If you yawn when a friend yawns but don't flinch when you see a stranger yawning, you might want to thank your brain's capacity for affection. A new Italian study connects yawning with empathy. Researchers at the University of Pisa, that would be the Leaning Tower of Pisa, found that people are more likely to yawn in response to a yawn if they feel close to the original yawner. So Elizabeth Pelagi, who's a PhD, wrote the relationship between the two people was the strongest factor whether a yawn spread from one person to another. So they're saying now it's a form of social bonding and, of course, emotional contagion, or it's contagious, seems to be a primal instinct that binds us together. And, of course, yawning may be a part of that. Interesting. Yawning happens every time. You get around somebody, yawn, it just happens. Pretty interesting. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, give me a call right now. You can also shoot me an email. Go to the website, asashow.com. Send me an email, and we'll make it part of the show. Chuck, you're next with us. How can I help, my friend?
Yes, sir. What can you do about Peyronie's disease?
Bit of a challenge, that is for sure. Peyronie's disease is, of course, quite a big deal. Have you been to your doctor several times? I guess you have.
Yeah, not active, haven't been active in years. It just showed up.
Yeah. Yeah, I would get with your urologist, and you know, you probably go to your family doctor first and then get with the urologist, and they can actually lay out some of the options. You know, Peyronie's disease is a challenge for sure, but overall there are a few things you can do with it, but it just depends on the severity of it, and they'll have to get with you and get some options. But as far as like something natural, can you do, you know, any kind of wonder supplement or something? Not really. It's more the medical approach that's going to be the most help when you're dealing with a Peyronie's disease, because it is a challenge, my friend. I know that it can be for sure. A lot of people call on the show, get a lot of emails about it too. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, give me a call right now. Now, our food for the day is spinach, one of my favorites. And I love it. It's one of the things, spinach and kale both, I just want to talk about it for just a minute because they are superfoods. And, you know, with superfoods like these, the darker the green, you're going to get plenty of iron, which is going to help increase oxygen in the blood. A lot of people think that, of course, you know, you get all your iron from things like red meat. But believe it or not, spinach is loaded with phytonutrients and it's loaded with iron. But also it's got an amazing amount of calcium in it too. Do you know that just one large cup of spinach is about three times the amount of calcium that you would get in like a glass of milk? So our greens that we don't really get, 1.5 Americans eat vegetables every day. That's staggering. So by getting enough greens in our diet. You can mix it in with a smoothie. That's what I do a lot. Blend it up into green water and make sure you get the greens. It makes the body more alkaline. The more alkaline you can make the body, the better. The more efficient it will be and the more effective it will be. So I would encourage you to go that direction. The greens are key. So spinach is one of my favorite. I mean, literally, I use it in just about everything. I eat my salads with it. But it's got a lot of fiber in it as well. And fiber tends to be, obviously, one of those pieces that we really lack. 40 grams a day are pretty much the norm that you want to shoot for. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Let's go to Rick. Hi, Rick.
Got gastritis going on, and I think now it's got to be that. Sinuses together with almost symptoms of Meniere's, the way that works, and just pressure in my ear. But I think that's going to probably boil down to some kind of food allergy. And I just would like to see, you know, what I could do to kind of eliminate and figure out what's going on.
Well, if you're going to do the food elimination, that's a smart way to go. You want to cut out the foods, obviously, that create the most inflammation in the body. Gluten-based foods, all your breads, pasta, cereal, crackers, your flour-based foods. Cutting those out makes a big difference. And then also your dairy products, especially the pasteurized cow's milk dairy. Not that it's a bad thing, but a lot of times people can have sensitivities to it, and it's good to eliminate it for a period of time and see how your body responds. So by cutting those two out, it can make a big, big difference. So those are a couple of things that I would look into. But yeah, one of the things I really like about elimination diet is you notice real quick. I mean, it is, you know, right on time as far as figuring out if you've got some major issue or not, or if you've got digestive issues and the kind of the gurgling and the indigestion, all of that goes away. Yeah, that makes a big difference. Big, big difference. So, you know, I would just eliminate the foods. Get a physician to work with you, by the way, or a dietitian, someone that can kind of guide you in that process. Because you definitely want to have someone that can kind of keep records of it, ask you the right kind of questions. You can kind of keep everything in line. It makes a big, big difference. All right. Thanks so much for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.